you, Danny. You owned up to being the father of Carly's baby, and that took a lot of courage.
She's hell-bent on keeping me out of the picture as far as this baby's concerned.
No, you know, things change.
Bang heads in court over some protracted custody case.
Well, I don't know. You know what Mom always said, you get more flies in sugar than vinegar.
There's no way I'm sucking up to that witch again.
So you taking a plane, an ocean liner, what?
All of the above, including elephants and camels.
Excuse me, I think so.
Oh, yes, I do think so. See, if we're going to travel the world, we have to be open to all forms of transportation.
Well, that's good, because I'll follow your camel in my jeep.
That'll be very funny.
Great news. I just wish Lorraine was here to hear it firsthand.
Oh, how's she doing?
Doing fine, but she's going to have to do a little recuperating.
Can't imagine being hit by a car. My God. And that other major...
Yeah, tracheotomy, yeah. Well, she just needs to take a little bit. She's having a nap right now. But anyway, we got something to celebrate, right?
That's yes. Cheer to Europe and East Mongolia.
I don't know what I've gotten myself into.
Well, I doubt that I'll be making any stops in East Mongolia on a big tour, but I'm sure that we will cross paths somewhere along the way.
You can count on it.
I think all the good news deserves a toast.
Bring on the bubbly Diana!
Diana!
Yes? You need something over here. Oh, you know it. We need some champagne, doll.
And a bottle of your best apple cider.
With a twist of lime.
Yep.
Got it.
Thank you, Diana.
Hey, where's Buck and Jacob?
Well, my guess is they were waylaid by a last-minute emergency. Here you go. According to these statements, none of you saw anything out of the ordinary?
Well, you tell me what's ordinary about seeing your wife holding a baby she just found in a dumpster.
Okay. Look, if you think of anything later, give us a call.
That's it?
Well, we're going back to the alley. We'll check for anything we might have missed.
You don't seem too hopeful. You know, I mean, what are the chances of finding the parents of a kid that was abandoned like this?
Well, we'll be looking, but the odds aren't good.
Heart of gold.
How is she?
The baby's fine.
A little undernourished, but after a bottle and a good night's sleep, she'll be ready to be turned over to social services.
When?
In the morning. Everything works out. Excuse me.
Listen, I better get back to the bar, too.
Listen, I'll be over in a little bit, okay?
I better go with him.
Thanks for coming along, y'all. We'll see you.
Thinking. You want to sing it?
Do it.
Whoa!
Danny told me everything, and you are the last person I want to see right now. Great. So why don't you do us both a favor then and leave? I'm here to see Tony. He's gone. Where? I don't know, Allie. I haven't seen them all day. So, you know, if you don't mind. So fast. It's about the baby.
Yes.
Well, I checked, and the nursery is understaffed tonight.
Yeah, a couple of nurses called in sick last minute.
Well, in addition to sleep and feeding, that baby, I think, is Bunny Mitchell's under loving care.
We'll call in for a temporary worker.
Well, maybe that won't be necessary. I'm a doctor.
And a mother.
And I was just thinking,
what we would like to know is if it would be possible to, you know, to hold on to the baby. Just for the night, just for the night.
I sense more than just a sense of duty here.
Well, you know, couldn't be bad with a baby.
No. But let me ask you a question.
and I'd like an honest answer. You're forming an attachment to this child?
Yes.
I've no doubt that you mean well, but it's out of the question.
Why?
There are regulations, legal considerations.
Well, what about consideration for the baby? I mean, baby doesn't need red tape. Baby needs tender loving care. It needs to be held.
Yes. I can understand that. But the answer's still no. Thank you, Diana.
I gotta be out of my mind doing this.
Well, good luck.
I need more than luck.
Well, it's a little early for the proud papa to be passing out cigars, ain't it?
I swear, going dancing on someone's grave.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Excuse me, hate to interrupt. Something for you, Severance Jack. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Dylan's going to miss you.
Is this Dylan?
I'll work on it.
So where are the two of you going to go first?
Paris. Okay, London, please.
Well, if it is in fact London, please send Sydney my regards.
I will.
And thank you for the building.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh. Alex Masters, you're dashing as always.
And you are up to no good, as always.
Where the hell is she up to?
Danny told you. But if you have something to say, Allie, just say it. You know, there was a time when I would have sworn that nobody could be so incredibly selfish and evil.
Cut the rhetoric and get to the point.
What you and Danny did to me and Tony is unbelievable.
You are pathetic.
What?
Oh, I think that you heard me. You know, Allie, you act like you and Tony are these great lovers of the ages. You know what? You don't deserve a guy like Tony. If you had ever, truly, ever believed in him, I wouldn't have been able to fool him. None of this would have happened.
That's enough.
When I think about how easy you made it for me to break the two of you up.
That's enough,
I mean, I
Carla.
Messed up my hair a little bit, and you think we slept together. I put my arm around him. You think that he has his arm around me.
I said that is enough.
Let go of me.
No. Not until we get one thing straight. All of this is your fault. All of it. And you better be thankful you're pregnant, because if you weren't, I'd kill you. There's the door, Ellie. I know where the door is. You've gotten everything you deserve. You're pregnant, and you're alone.
Even better, huh?
You're pregnant. You got him.
suppose you're in the mood for some cake.